The Omicron variant is causing frustration, some confusion, and maybe some despair among people like me, who never thought we would still be in the thick of a pandemic almost two full years after it began. And this moment is a crucial leadership test for President Biden as well. So let's bring in Julian Zelizer, a professor of history and public policy at Princeton University. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Bringing the pandemic under control was one of the president's main promises when he was campaigning. He will speak to the country tomorrow about Omicron. But what does he need to say at this point to reassure the country that we are not back in March 2020?
Well, it's an important moment for him. He needs to explain the science in a calm and honest way. And he needs to explain what the plan is. I think in March 2020, we didn't have a clear plan or familiarity with how the virus works. And he can't control everything, but he can tell us what's going to happen with testing, how he plans to keep things open in a safe way, and most important, how he will ramp up things like testing and vaccinations. And I think he has to do a little FDR kind of speech about nothing to fear but fear itself, but doing that with a real plan.
Will it matter that we have still fights over mask mandates, fights over vaccine mandates? There's still a lot of misinformation about vaccines and treatment for COVID, and some of that misinformation may have cost people their lives. Is it possible for anyone at this point to untangle the government's response to COVID from this political tug of war?
I think he can. I don't know if the speech will be the way he does that, but there are policy measures he can take. He has ramped up in the last few months vaccine mandates through the federal government. He can continue to do that. He can work with businesses to try to compel them and persuade them to do the same, as many are already doing. He can provide mass testing in easy ways all over the country and make it as convenient as possible, even in red states, for a person to take a test or receive a vaccine. And that's the best he can do. It's not perfect. There'll be limits to it, but I don't think it's impossible to make progress.
So Biden is facing another major test of leadership right now. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said over the weekend he will not support Biden's Build Back Better bill. And that means the social safety net legislation might die. Is there any way the president can save his landmark bill?
Well, what makes it a tough situation is no Republicans are going to help him, and he doesn't have much leverage over Senator Manchin. So it might be that this bill never comes to fruition, but there are things he can do. He can lean on the senator, and he can make it clear that his door won't be open if Manchin isn't willing to negotiate in good faith. Senator Schumer, the majority leader, could put pressure by forcing votes on specific parts of this legislation so that Manchin isn't saying no to BBB, but saying no to child care. And he can work with Democrats in the state to try to increase pressure. But again, it's limited leverage, and it's not clear to the administration what they can do to work around him at this point.
We've only got about 30 seconds, but I wonder if it maybe was a mistake to decouple infrastructure from this Build Back Better bill.
It might very much have been. This is something that Manchin wanted. He got it. And so there's less reason for him to go along with this bill. And that might have been a mistake of sequence that he'll have to live with.
As always, thanks so much to Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public policy at Princeton University. Thanks, Julian.
Thanks for having me.